Hello everyone and welcome. Today is August the 19th, 2020 and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alexander Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from Alex about his Spiritual Law of Nature this week, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or maybe even you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so this week we are going to be hearing from you if you have any comments about Alex's Spiritual Law of Nature, which he entitled Dying Grace at a Dying Time. So, Alex, anything you want to share first?
Hi, Johanna. Good to hear your voice. I thought this week was temptation. Did we do temptation last week?
The truth about temptation we did last week.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Dying grace at dying time. I like that temptation one so much. I unconsciously probably wanted to talk about it again. First of all, let me do a little preview. Right now, we have just started what we're calling the top 10 spiritual laws of nature. Over the last several months, I've kind of been doing my top, not 10, but probably about 30. And now we're doing the top 10 as far as our listeners, the feedback they gave us, the ones that they liked the most and thought were the most helpful. So look for that to be starting. And then after we do the top 10, we're going to switch gears big time, Johanna. We have been doing this program basically like it is for about 17 years. We're going to switch to something that I'm calling deep water. And deep water are what it's meant to be is those times of life when something's not working or something big happens that messes everything up or two people who are both good people can't agree. We're going to talk about controversial issues. We're going to talk about gender issues. We're going to talk about drugs and alcohol and sex. We're going to talk about racial issues. We're going to talk about divorce and getting your heart broken and what to do when nothing seems to work. So probably in a couple of months from now, look out for deep water where we're going to take a break. We may come back to them now and again from the spiritual laws, but they will pretty much already be there, both in audio and in video. So join us as we discuss these real controversial issues of the day to start in a couple of months. Dying grace at dying time. A good friend of mine that I worked with for a long time shared this story with me. He was at university, and their favorite professor, the favorite professor of everybody on campus, and you know, that guy, I'm sure wherever you went to school, there was a guy or a gal that was like everybody's favorite. Well, this was that teacher, and he had been at that university a long time, but was still pretty young and contracted cancer and had last-stage cancer, only had a few months to live, and he chose to continue teaching even though he was in pretty excruciating pain every day. And after doing that for a while and his students coming and asking him, why are you doing this? I mean, the last thing we want is for you to leave, but we know you're in horrible pain. And his response was dying grace at dying time, that he was having more fulfillment and enjoyment from teaching than he had ever had before. And if he had thought about teaching in this kind of pain before, he would not have thought he'd have been able to do it himself. But that we get dying grace at dying time, which isn't just dying. That's what he said. What it means is you get the power, the direction, the answers, the solutions at the time you need them in your life. What all of us would probably prefer is to have all those answers in advance and to have the power in advance. But that's not how it works. The way it works is we've got to step out on kind of weak limbs or broken limbs over and over and over, not knowing if we're going to have the power to sustain this, only to be given that power that's needed when it's needed. And I've seen this in my own life, and I've seen it in the lives of pretty much anyone I've ever known who has spoken about these issues, that, you know, I wouldn't have thought I could do that either, but somehow I had the strength, I had the power, God gave me the power, or I started focusing on love, and love gave me the power to go on, or something like that. So don't necessarily look for the power, the answers, the solutions before you're anywhere close to that place. A lot of times you'll never get them that way, and if you're determined to have them before you start, a lot of times you'll never start, which of course means you never get there. But you do what you believe is right for you, plan it as much as you can in advance, and then step right out on that weak or broken limb with confidence, and I believe you will be given the grace and the power, dying grace at dying time, to do what you need, to know the right choice, to make the right decision, to have the right things happen, as long as you stay in that place of love. Fear is what makes us want to jump out of it. As long as you stay in that place of love and keep putting one foot in front of the other, I believe you will always be given the power and solution you need when you need it, but probably not before. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. So if any of you have any comments or questions regarding our spiritual law of nature this week, please raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I'm going to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. And our first caller is from California, 1664. Your line is open.
Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, Johanna. It's Glenn from West Hollywood.
Good to hear from you, Glenn. How you doing today?
Doing great. Missed you. You got off really quick last week, and I went, "Well, where did he go?" It was real quick.
So
I wanted to make sure I was the first guy. No, we love you. We love you. We want you on the call as long as possible. So when you dash, we're like, "Where did he go?" Anyway. Great topic today. I'm wondering, like your experience, you say when things, you know, when we go through tough times, or what do you call it, heavy waters?
Yeah, deep water, traumas, times that something's got to change, times that we keep going down the line as far as we can go, and we feel like we get to the end and it doesn't end up where we needed it to end up. Just those times in life when I need something to get through this.
I see. Do you think I kind of look at it at it nowadays? I didn't before, but now I look at it as a part in life where there has to be some kind of transition, where it's actually a gift from God in disguise. And when I look at it that way, it's easier to get through it than looking at it like, oh, no, why is this happening to me? It's bad luck. It's a victim thing. Do you kind of see a higher purpose in that, Dr. Alex?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And as I've traveled around the world teaching for about the last 15 years, one of the questions I've asked a lot of groups is, raise your hand if you've ever had something that you thought would be terrible, but when you got there, it didn't turn out to be as bad as you thought. And usually the majority of people raise their hand. And then the second part of that is, how many of you have had times in your life that you thought were awful at the time, But later down the line, looking back, you thought, you know what? That was exactly what I needed. Or if that hadn't happened, I never would have ended up here, which has been really important to me. Or I learned a lesson from that that's made the whole rest of my life better. So the conclusion for me is we don't always know what circumstances would be best for us in a given time. So the best place to live your life is just that, you know, the next 30 minutes in love and whatever comes, I'm going to assume that's what's best for me in this time. And yeah, I agree with you, Glenn. For me, I believe it's always God. But if you're a person who does not believe in Jesus or the spiritual, okay, well, love has a lot of power to do those things too. So you can think of it that way.
I see. Well, for the people who don't have faith, maybe they can just look at love as that power, as that higher power.
Well, yeah, I believe that too. God is love. I try to love, but God is love.
Now, here's one big question for me that you could shed some insight on. What is this process, this thought process in our heads that's constantly trying to harass us, look at the negative, think that things are all trying to lead us down constantly? Can you identify what that thought process or mind or intelligence is?
Well, I think it's several things. First of all, it's our programming from our ancestry and from the family that we grew up in to 6 or 8 years of life. So, and the latest research on that is that about 50% of what we believe is true about our life from our memories is actually in error, 50%, half. So the first thing is we're making decisions on bad data a lot of the time. I mean, what if you were trying to get going on a trip and you had your map and all of a sudden 8 hours later you're nowhere close to your destination and you called the map makers and they said, oh, yeah, there's a couple of parts in the middle there that we kind of got wrong. Sorry about that. That wouldn't fly so well. But we do it in our life all the time. We're basing critical decisions on wrong information. So we always have to challenge that and say, well, wait a minute, just because I had that thought, does that make it so? We also have a natural tendency to lean to the negative. It's called availability bias, and there's just been a couple of best-selling books about it. And then the third one is that our most ingrained programming of everything we have is to seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's our first instinct, unless we totally retrain ourselves by choosing the spiritual. We are always going to think that way first because, we come out of the womb with that and also all during our formative years. So love is many things. It's a noun. It's a verb. It's an adverb. And it's all kinds of stuff, okay? But you have to choose it. It does not necessarily come natural, according to the natural laws of nature. What comes natural to pain and pleasure is to get what I want, and that's kind of the opposite of love. So I think we come pre-programmed for that, Glenn, and we have to choose the other program sometime in our life, or we'll always work on that program.
I see. That makes perfect sense. Dr. Alex, could you maybe not now, you might not have it handy, but wherever you saw that data that says half of our thinking is messed up or inaccurate, could you share that with us?
That's in my book, The Memory Code. That's in The Memory Code. So if you have that book, it's in there with the citations and everything. If you don't, you can get it for $10 at Amazon, I think.
Sounds great.
I don't know the citation off the top of my head, or I'd tell you.
Okay, no problem. Dr. Alex. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you,
have a great week, Glenn.
You too.
All right, and we have one more caller right now. If anyone else would like to speak with Alex, press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And I'm unmuting, I think it's Marilyn. Here we go.
Hey.
Your line's open.
Hello, Johanna. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Two questions.
Yeah.
With this one, can you actually ask for grace for an emotion like love or humility?
Absolutely. In fact, that's become a new favorite thing of mine is instead of just like waiting to a crisis time or something and then praying for power or grace or whatever, just every single day if I'm in a situation, I've started saying, okay, I need to take out the garbage, and I don't really want to. Father, will you please give me some taking out the garbage grace for right now? And, Marilyn, it is unbelievable. Now, when I say that, it sounds like the silliest thing anyone ever thought of in their life, okay? But it is uncanny to me. Almost no matter what I address like that, I will all of a sudden, like magic, be able to do it, or as opposed to not do it, or do it with a good attitude as opposed to a bad attitude, or whatever. I mean, it's almost 100%. I've been trying that for months now, knowing this teaching was coming up. And so, yes, I'm so glad you said that, because that's one of my new favorite things, is in whatever it is, that no matter how trivial it seems, can I please have some writing a newsletter grace for the next 30 minutes. And it absolutely works for me.
Thank you. The other question is, I know you can send healing to someone, but with this one, would the person have to do the healing for themselves?
I think you can always help someone heal. I think love is the greatest healer there's ever been, and I've seen people who were, according to most experts, beyond help. Some of them like ritual abuse survivors, severe, horrible sexual abuse survivors, war-type refugee survivors, things like that, okay? Things that I never thought were you know, these are just, you don't get over this. But I've seen many, many of those people not only get over it, but thrive out of that. And a lot of them go and start helping other people going through similar situations in their life. And they will, to a person, say, I love what I'm doing. It is so fulfilling. And I never could have done this if I had not had to go through it myself. So now I see that as a blessing where I never did before.
Okay. This is sort of nothing to do with the subject, but I thought it might be of interest to you. We have a magazine that comes out, and there was an article in it. And this gentleman, James Patterson, wrote a book on the curse of the Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
And he says one way of looking at this curse is, yes, there are all these tragedies, but the other way, which is how I look at it, is Joe Kennedy Sr. unwittingly put the curse on the family. He stressed that his children and grandchildren had to overachieve. You had to be superior. You had to push, push, push.
Yeah.
And he also encouraged kids to take risks.
Yeah.
It was built into them, and I just thought that was very interesting because that's expectations.
Yeah, and but what you have to analyze there is how do you define success? Because a lot of times we say, oh, Kennedys or Rockefellers or, you know, somebody like that, and we instantly think success, when a lot of times when you look at those families behind the curtain, Your thoughts are, boy, I'm glad I'm not them, where the first thing you may think when you hear the name because of the money and prestige is, I wish I was like them, okay? So I think you have to be really careful there on how you define success, because there, I know a whole lot of rich, famous, miserable people. Okay? But I know even more people who we might see as failures as far as money or status who are the happiest people I've ever seen in my life. So with those both being true, you got to be really careful how you define it. And I think the happiest people are the ones who do not have expectation. They say, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to bust it. I'm going to leave everything on the field. Nothing. I'm going to withhold nothing. I'm going at this 110%, and whatever happens, happens. Those are the people that have the greatest overall success in my book. Not only achievement that we might call achievement in life, but also happiness, love, joy, peace, etc. And you got to have both. You got to have, well, you don't have to have the money, but you got to have the love, joy, peace, or there is no success. And you know, I've actually studied quite a bit on the Kennedys, and I don't know them, so I'm not trying to judge them, but I tell you what, when I compared their family to my family and my family had its problems, it was an easy choice.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking at it from the point of success. It's more from the fact that they appeared to have been cursed because so many
I believe that, Marilyn. I believe they that Kennedy curse, if it exists, might very well be exactly what you just said, that the patriarch said, I'm going to treat my kids like racehorses, and it's only successful if they win the race. It's only successful if they become rich and famous and, you know, power and the whole deal. That in and of itself may be the curse if there is one. I totally agree with you there.
Just summed up expectations, really.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And what you get is the opposite of peace. And peace is where we work right, emotionally, physically, in every way.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Johanna, do we have anyone else?
Okay, so if anyone else has a question for Alice, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. I'm just going to quick check the web and see if we have anybody there. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. So we're going to wait for just a few more seconds and see if there's any other hands raised. And I think that's going to be it, Alex.
All right. Love you, everybody. Love you, Johanna. Remember, you can send in your questions. We'll answer them and then post them, and you can listen to it whenever you want. And start talking to people you love and care about these issues. These are great things to talk about over lunch or dinner or just sitting around having a cup of tea. Have a great week. Love you, Johanna.
Love you, too, Alex. Okay. So, everyone, if there's anyone on the line today that would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code from me, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And, okay. We have one hand up, and this is a caller from Illinois. Your number is 1799. 1799, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Shane.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
I am good. Well, recently I noticed myself, it probably it's always been there, but it just came to my attention that I subconsciously, when I do things, I think about when this is done, then I will be okay. And it's very hard for me to enjoy the present and feel okay with myself. It's almost like that has to be done after that, and then I can breathe, and then I can So there is, you know, kind of a one big milestone for our family that that thing needs to be taken care of. And that may take a year or two or could be longer. And I realized the past few months I've just been living under that. I need to get closer to that goal. And anything comes in the way that makes me just feel so frustrated because it's prolonging that okay moment. So I did some thinking. I'm like, okay, where, you know, what was earlier memory that made me think and feel the same way? You know, I think one thing instantly came to my memory was when I, right after I had my first child, and I remember feeling, okay, life is so chaotic right now, but once, you know, he can sleep through the night, once, whatever that may be, then I'm going to be back to normal. And and that took many years to feel like that, you know, I turned around that corner. And then there, and also there were earlier memories as I gave myself the time to think about a similar way of thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like all my life I had periodically different periods of my life that I had similar thinking. And one major one was in my adolescent years, thinking of a plan, what I would do after I finished college. There was a goal. And then I feel like all my teen years were spent in preparing myself for that goal. And it was, I think, in a way, I was thinking, okay, I can't enjoy life now until that's accomplished. And I just think that's so deeply rooted in me that I just wasn't even fully aware, not to the degree that I'm aware now, that, wow, I still have this deep-rooted, this issue. It's almost like, where am I now? I'm not okay. I'm not safe. I need to get that done in order to feel okay with life and with myself. So that's the part that I wanted. I would like some healing.
Yes, absolutely. And this is really good exploration and discovery, Shane. So what we do want to address is that limiting belief. It keeps you from being just feeling secure and safe in the present moment, no matter what the situation.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a desire, an end result desire that you are working towards. It's totally fine. But then we want to heal the stress and the fear and the wrong belief that you're not okay until you get there. And so wherever this has come from, whether it's from, you know, something you are programmed with from birth or whether you just inherited, absorbed, or just came to that own belief yourself, we want to heal the source.
Okay.
You could address this like this is a block to success, really. And when we're focusing on that, and it's a block to succeeding. So when you are focused and so obsessed, if you will, of getting towards that anything, it actually blocks your creativity. It causes negative stress within you that just dumbs you down. And so it'll take even longer to get to that point. So we definitely want to build this so that you can come from a place of truth and love in this present moment. Have you read the Love Code book?
No.
The Love Code is a book that Alex wrote. It would be really helpful if you wanted to have a little more understanding of how this works. But let's go ahead.
Okay.
Now, did you want a trilogy or a custom code?
Trilogy.
Trilogy. Okay, very good. All right. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This unhealthy belief.
This unhealthy belief.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one. This is the acupoints and meridians. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we're going to do collarbones, little finger, sore spots, middle of the chest, side of the eyes, under the nose, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code, first position, left hand temple, right hand jaw. Second position, both hands, Adam's apple. Third position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. And then reverse that, left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay.
Minute number three, governing conception and energy centers. Start at the base, slide all the way up and over three times.
Okay.
Then go to the solar plexus for the tummy.
Okay.
Slide up to the throat. Slide up to the forehead. Slide all the way back down to below the belly button. Slide up to the heart. And then go all the way up and over.
Now, when I do the minute number three from one position to the other, I should keep my hands on my body, right, when
yeah.
I move?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you have glasses, you might want to take your glasses off. Or
okay.
I mean, I do it with my glasses on. I just make sure some part of my hand is still touching my body.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller is from California. Your number ends in 7631. 7631?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's
this is Betty Blackmore. And I'm,
hi.
Hi, how are you? Yep, thanks for the call. I was calling because, well, you helped me one time with my sister. She's dealing with pancreatic cancer. But now she's having this severe pain with the neuropathy from the chemo in her hands and feet, and it's hard for her to walk. And I just wanted, and I have her on the line. She's just listening. And just to give us some codes, trilogy, whatever. We've been practicing the healing codes, and we know about the trilogy too.
Okay.
So just trying to help her to get through this cancer stage.
Okay. Okay, very good. We can go ahead and test for a specific trilogy. I would recommend trilogy if you're comfortable doing that.
Okay.
Okay. So, would you like to test for your sister?
Yes. And then
okay.
And you know, for myself, I got big fibroids, like I'm 71 years old, but I got these large fibroids in my uterus and I'm having pain on my left side. So is it? I probably need to do some trilogy to strengthen those fibroids because I don't want to have surgery.
Right. Okay. Let me go ahead and test you, and then we'll also test your sister too. Can you say for me, "I desire to be healthy"?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm testing for my sister.
I'm testing for my sister.
Okay. Okay, so I can test for both of you. Now, first of all, let's test for you. How are you feeling about having these fibroids? Are you experiencing fear? Are you experiencing anger? What kind of feelings come up when you think about these fibroids?
No, I think fear of having the surgery.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that?
I say about 8.
Do you have an earlier memory that comes up when you think about the same kind of fear?
Well, because when I think about the fears, because I've heard of people that go and have, like, my niece's friend had her fibroids removed, and she ended up dying because of she started bleeding. They say she bled out or something. And that makes me leery about having surgery, you know, because they're saying that it's a lot of blood clots, you know, blood in the fibroids and stuff like that.
Okay, so
that's where the fear is coming from, I think. Hearing bad stuff about surgery.
Fearing bad stuff. Is there any other memory in your life when you had the same kind of fear about anything, not necessarily fibroids, but where you had fear that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's probably other issues. What I would recommend you do, Betty, is take this trilogy that I'm going to create for you and work through the 12 categories, looking for anything in any time in your life, from the past, the present, or fear of the future, when you've had this kind of a fear, okay?
Okay.
And you may find there's other times in your life when there's still healing that needs to happen on previous fears that are playing into this current one. So the more we can heal those, then the more peace and clarity you're going to have about how to move forward regarding your condition.
Okay,
so let me get you a trilogy first, and then we'll test your sister, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, this is for you, minute number one. We're going to do the acupoints and the meridians. That's the tapping.
You say, the tapping?
Yeah. You're going to start with the eyebrows, and you're going to tap all of the points from your head to your body to your hands, all the way to the side of your hands.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to customize, and you're going to start with tapping the sore spots.
Okay.
Then the middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Under the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Under the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger.
Oh, middle finger?
Yeah, the little finger, and then...
Oh, the little finger, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the index finger.
Okay.
And then do the 9G. That's where you're tapping the gamut point, and you're moving your eyes back and forth and humming.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, minute number two.
Yeah, tapping and moving the eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minute number two is a healing code. Mm-hmm. And we only have two positions, left-hand brainstem, right-hand high bridge, and then you're going to switch it.
Okay.
Left-hand hybrid.
Left-hand brainstem and right-hand hybrid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the front. Okay.
Okay. Then minute number three is the governing conception and the energy centers. You're going to start at the base, both hands on the base, and you're going to slide all the way up and over 3 times. So all the way up and over without stopping. Come back to the base, do that 3 times. Okay, then we're going to start at below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide all the way up to the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly slide up, pausing at each center just for a few seconds, and go up, pause as you slowly go up, all the way up and over.
And stop at each center?
Yes.
Slowly stop it? Okay.
Yes, just pause maybe 4 or 5 seconds at each one.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Hopefully I get it all done.
Now, testing for your sister. What is your sister's name?
Verlyn. She can say hi.
Okay.
Verlyn. Oh, she probably have her phone on mute because I had told her to put her phone on mute so we couldn't hear her. But anyway, she can hear me, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I've tested. It's already. It's
she
okay. I've already
okay. Now, will it be the same if I test for her or if she tests
yes.
for herself and we both do it? It'll be the same code?
No. No. I'm going to create a different one for her. But
oh,
you
okay.
can you can do hers for her if you like together, and she could do yours for you. But I'm going to
okay.
test for a separate one for her. So just a moment.
Okay.
I'm testing for her right now. So just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so minute number one is the tapping. You're going to
mm-hmm.
start with the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hands. All those points.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go back to the face. You're going to do under the nose.
Okay.
Then the chin.
Mm-hmm.
Then the collarbone.
Okay.
And then the sore spots.
Okay.
Little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, minute number two, a healing code. First position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. First position.
Second position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Left hand temple.
Right hand jaw.
Okay, right hand jaw.
Mm-hmm. And then the last position is both hands, brainstem.
Okay, this the healing code, the first one is the left hand temple and right hand jaw.
The first one is both hands, Adam's apple.
Oh, first one.
Adam's
yeah, apple.
The
okay.
second one is left. Then the second one is left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one is both hands brainstem.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You're going
mm-hmm.
to you're going to start at the base, and you're going to slide all the way up and over 3 times.
Okay.
And then you're going to start at the base again. And
mm-hmm.
slowly, you're going to slowly move up and pause at each center just for a few
mm-hmm.
seconds. And you're going to go all the way up and over, but pausing this time, not just sliding. You're going to pause each
okay.
time.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to end it with starting at the base again.
Okay.
And then slide up to the heart and pause.
Okay. And you say start at the base again and
mm-hmm.
and what if?
Slide up to the heart and pause.
Oh, slide
there.
To the heart. To the heart and pause. Okay.
And then just slide all the way up and over.
Then slide up and over.
Mhm. And that's
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. I just got that.
Okay.
So that's testing for her.
That's for her. Mhm.
Okay.
And you can do and both of these. You can do these. You could do it for her. She could do it for you. I would say move through all 12 categories.
Okay.
You know, if you want to be real thorough, because this is going to be most effective for a couple of weeks. So that'll give you time to go through one category per day.
Oh, one per day. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I've just found that on the page, on the website.
The category, if you do the relationship issue finder on the website,
uh-huh.
you will get scores for yourself for okay. all the categories. And you'll also get descriptions of all the categories. So you could read those descriptions and then determine, you know, see what you find as far as memories go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so go to the 12th category, because I don't think I've seen, I mean, the relationship finder. Okay, so I need to look for that.
Mm-hmm. It's on the Alex Lloyd's website, and you can do the hard issue finder or the relationship issue finder. Any of those, they basically have the same questions.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay, and we have one more caller, and your number is 5920. 5920, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I would like a trilogy, custom trilogy, please.
Okay.
I've been having some joint and muscle weakness and pain in my leg muscles, and I feel extremely discouraged and depressed about it. Discouraged.
Mhm. Do you have an earlier memory when you have felt this way about something?
Yeah, it's maybe like 25 years ago. I've had a similar, and it's about an 8 or a 9 for that.
Oh, okay. We definitely want to address that memory, okay? Because that
yes.
is playing into this current condition, as far as how you're feeling about it.
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, good. Just a moment. You might want to do the relationship issue finder and explore a little bit to see where there may be other memories that have that are contributing to not just the physical issue, but the feelings that you're having about it.
Okay.
Particularly pay attention to self-control.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, minute number one. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hands.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to the sore spots. Sore spots.
Okay.
Middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Side of the eyes. Under the eyes, side of the hand,
okay.
Thumb, and then the thumb,
okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number two, healing code.
Okay.
Both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
Both hands high bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands high bridge. And the third one is both hands brainstem.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over one time.
Okay.
Then you're going to go back to the base, slide up to the heart, pause,
okay.
Slide up to the throat, pause,
slide up to the throat, okay,
slide down to the solar plexus or the tummy, pause,
Okay.
Slide down to the base. Pause.
Okay.
And then you're going to start sliding all the way up and over, but you're going to pause at each center. So 4 or 5 seconds, or even longer if you feel like it, each center, so you're going to slowly go all the way up.
Okay.
And, that's
and
it.
Imagine the, like, open and harmonized and pulses
yes.
flowing. Okay.
Yes. As much as you can, that's what you want to do.
Okay. And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. I just wanted to quickly say the... A few weeks ago, I got one for lymphedema, and I have been flushing out a lot, and I think that the swelling in my abdominal thing has gone right back down to what it was before.
Oh, so, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I thought you might
hey.
Want that. Yeah,
yeah good. Well,
and,
hopefully we'll be able to heal that early memory in today's session, just as a side note, that's very significant. Okay, so
yeah, okay.
that may, you know, you want to work on that memory until it comes down to a zero.
Okay.
Be gentle with yourself. Okay, don't expect it to happen in one session, but just be gentle with
okay.
yourself. And I think that's going to
okay.
be a core for your healing.
Of what, for my healing?
That's going to be a core.
Okay, core.
A core memory to heal. That's
yeah.
connected. Healing the joint and well, particularly the discouragement, you know, regarding the condition you're having right now.
Right.
You know, if the feelings changed, just simply shift your attention to, okay, what other memories have I felt this way
okay.
before? Okay.
Okay. And one other significant healing I've had is I've had a very bad constricted breathing, which was over a month ago, and it's gone now. It took a lot of perseverance.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow, Lori, if you can send a little testimony to us, you can either send it to me directly
okay.
Or send it to, you know, feedback@thehealingcodes.com. I'm sure that would super encourage Alex, and as well as it already has encouraged me. But, yeah, if you would
okay.
like to, that would be wonderful. As far as anyone who's had any kind of healing that's listening to the call from receiving these codes, we would love to hear from you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for today.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's going to end our call today. I want to thank you all for participating, and we'll meet you again next week. God bless.